Hi, welcome to the Send Mum Club podcast. I am your host, Gemma, and if it's your first time listening, welcome along. Do you know what? Over the summer, I have bumped into a few people who've kind of mentioned that they are listening to the podcast, and some of them are new listeners. So if I have met you over the summer and we've had a chat, thank you so much for coming over, and thank you so much for listening. So I thought I'd do a little post-summer holidays update episode, basically. So it's just going to be me. So this could be 2 minutes long or it could be 20 minutes long. How long can I talk for on my own? It won't be 2 minutes, but we'll see. So I thought it would just be nice to catch up, basically, before we properly get going with the podcast again with guests and everything and how it normally is next week. So there will be an episode coming out next Monday with a guest that I recorded with before the summer holidays. So we went to LA, which I know sounds quite indulgent, but it was Alfie, my eldest, 18th, and he doesn't like anything massively. Like, he doesn't like anything enough for us to spend like a significant amount of money on a present, and he doesn't really look after stuff. So, you know, like, you might think, oh, I'll buy like a watch and get it engraved, you know, something special that he can keep. Doesn't work. And I thought, if we give him money, he'll eat it, because he literally spends all of his money on Deliveroo. So we thought, we'll do an experience, we'll do a holiday. So we went to LA for 5 days while the World Cup was on. Didn't go to any World Cup games because they were ridiculous. But the reason that I'm telling this story is because we didn't take Leo with us. And this is nothing to do with his Down syndrome. It's completely irrelevant to any of that, really. It was just because that kind of holiday, like a city break, isn't really for him. And then if we catered it to him, then it wouldn't have been right for Alfie, who's 18, and we wouldn't have been able to do the things that Alfie wanted to do. So I guess what I'm saying is, because I've seen a few people posting about this over the summer, for whatever reason, they've gone on holiday without their kids, or they've taken some of the kids away and not others. And some of those reasons are because of a need that their child might have had. So I did the same, and that's fine. You know, we had a great time. I was going to say we had a great time without him. That sounds wrong, but we did have a great time without him. I missed him loads, and then he was absolutely fine. He had a great time with grandma and granddad, but I am aware that we are very lucky to have that option to leave him with them. Although I will say, we don't have day-to-day childcare help where we are at home because they live bloody miles away. Anyway, so that was our holiday in LA. It was amazing, would recommend. And then we went on a big family holiday to Torquay that Leo did come to. So we go away to Torquay every year with Ben, my husband's family. And it was really lovely. I think because we go every year, we can see how much Leo has developed and come on in that year, because we're doing the same things in the same places. And it was actually in Torquay last August that he started to walk like properly. And I actually caught it on video. It's on my Instagram somewhere if you want to go back. But he literally stood up. He'd been taking the few, you know, odd steps here and there for about 6 months. And then one day last year, he just stood up and was like, yep, I can walk now. Which was great. So a little bit of a special memory for us there. But this year, he just loved being around everybody. He'd wake up every morning and go, find everybody. Like, me and Ben were not enough for him because there were much better prospects on offer. And also, he swam in the sea. Like, I wasn't brave enough to go in past my ankles because it's freezing. I know we were in a heat wave, but my God, that sea was cold. And he was in there loving life. And it was kind of really good to see him getting stuck in and be brave. And I love that. And maybe that is one of those things that we worry about at the beginning. If your child is similar to mine, not necessarily with Down syndrome, but when you got a diagnosis at birth or when they were very small and you're like, oh my God, are they going to be able to do this? What are our holidays going to look like? Are they going to be able to join in? Well, it was nice for me to be able to see that he can do all of those things on his own. In his own time, obviously, you know, he's got his own timeline, as all our kids have. But that was a really lovely memory. And coming back home, he's just had his first party invite from nursery. So that made me happy as well. Because again, that's something else that you worry about, isn't it? Are they going to be included? Not necessarily in school, but, you know, those extra things like the parties. So that was really nice. To get that invite. So we've accepted that. It's fabulous. His speech is coming on brilliantly. Like, I think we're definitely going to need some input from speech and language when he's a little bit older, you know, with like clarity of speech. Some of it's super clear and some of it, I mean, maybe that will change as he gets older, but I think we'll probably need a little bit more intervention there at some point, but not yet. Speech and language have basically said he needs to be able to sit down and focus on an activity that somebody else has picked for an extended period of time. And we are absolutely nowhere near that. The other thing that happened over the summer, which was really lovely. Leo became, I don't know if you're a regular listener to the podcast, if you've been here since the beginning, you'll know that Leo is Bluey obsessed. Now, he still likes Bluey, but he's moved on to a different obsession, and that obsession is Mr. Tumble, which is lovely. You know, he's actually learning signs from watching Mr. Tumble now, which is great. And, you know, they're just, it's a great program, isn't it? But we love it when George Webster's on, because George has Down syndrome like my little Leo. So I think as a parent, it's great to be watching George thriving and doing so well, working for the BBC on a massive kids program. I know he does do other stuff on CBeebies. Leo exclusively now watches Mr. Tumble on the iPlayer. So we don't know about the whole of CBeebies. We just know about Something Special. But yeah, George thriving, great for us to see it. And I think it's great for Leo as he grows up to see somebody like him. I don't know whether that's the right way to say it or not, but certainly somebody with Down syndrome living a great life, working, earning money, being included, being accepted. And we went to CBeebies house party live in Manchester, and luckily George's dad had got in touch with me on Instagram because I had messaged saying, oh, the show looks great, and offered us some tickets, which was really kind of him. So thank you for that. I'm sure he's not listening, but I just wanted to say thank you. And we ended up meeting George after the show. So we spent quite a lot of time actually with him, and he was so lovely with Leo. You know, it was just gorgeous. He spent ages talking to him. He introduced him to other people. Leo was thrilled. My Instagram, by the way, is at Gemma Cutting. I know that there's the at the Send Mum Club as well, but if you want to, on my personal Instagram, you can go and see those pictures of when Leo met George, because it's absolutely gorgeous. And I was chatting to George's mum, who's lovely, and she was saying how great they are with him in work, and kind of really, although yes, they are inclusive, it's just a normal, like he goes to work. And I think they go with him, she said, mainly to help with like logistics. Like I think they manage his diary and do his wardrobe and stuff like that. But it's so great, isn't it, to hear stories like that of big organisations like the BBC being inclusive to people with disabilities and really seeing somebody thrive in that environment as well. So that was a real core memory for us and something that we absolutely loved doing over the summer. I realise that's a lot of me talking about my summer, by the way. I would love to know what you got up to. And here's really what this episode is all about. I would love to know, firstly, how you are, how your summer's gone, all of that. And I guess as well, there's the school issue, isn't there? Back to school. And I think it's easy to look on Instagram and see what appears to be everybody posting these pictures of their kids in the perfect school uniform off to school and with no issues or, you know, no challenges. But Instagram isn't real life, is it? And I think there was definitely a lot of people taking their kids back to school, especially our kids with their additional needs, who weren't able to post those pictures, whose kids weren't happy to go back in. And also, there are going to be people whose kids aren't able to go to school. There are going to be people who are choosing to home educate because they feel like that's the only option available to them. So I just kind of wanted to acknowledge that. And I know that this can be a really difficult time and a tricky time with different things to navigate for parents in our situation. And I hope you're doing okay. If that wasn't an easy transition for you back to school, I think it's mad, isn't it? 6-7 weeks off. And then you're like, okay, back in, see you later. And also my friend Sam, who's been on this podcast before, you can listen back to her episode if you want. She is one of those mums that I know who is about to start this journey with home educating. And that obviously is going to be a huge challenge. I'm sure she'll thrive at it. And I'm sure that anyone who has chosen to do that has really considered whether they have the capability to do that. But full respect from me to anybody who is home educating, you know, whether you've chosen to do that or whether you felt like you didn't have any other option. But if your kids are in school, I hope they're doing okay. I hope you're doing okay. If you have found that tricky, or maybe it surprised you, that's something else I'd love to hear from you about. You can always slide into my DMs at the Send Mum Club on Instagram. But what I really want to know from you as well is, what do you want to hear on the podcast? So I've had, what, 6-7 weeks off. I want to come back and give you what you want to hear. And the only way I can do that is by you telling me. So there's a couple of things that I'm quite keen to talk about on the podcast with somebody. Now, over the summer, and you will have seen this as well, if your algorithm's anything like mine, there has been a lot of chat about stem cell treatment for children with autism. And I know that that has caused a bit of division in the autism community. And I would really like to speak to somebody about that. Maybe somebody who has gone and taken their child to have the stem cell therapy, or maybe somebody that had the option and didn't, or maybe you're considering it, because I think that would be a really interesting conversation to have. I know people have some very strong feelings about this, and rightly so, but I'm very interested to find out more about that. Would you like more expert episodes? That's another question I've got for you, because I've done a couple of them already. I've had Naomi on, who was a therapist, talking about how you can access therapy and the different types that are available to you if that's something that you feel like you might need. I've had the Sen expert on before, answering your questions. But is that something that you'd like to hear more of? You know, would you like me to get maybe someone from speech and language on? That's probably something that I would say affects most of us across the board. Maybe it's not relevant to you, but I feel like the majority of us and the majority of SEN parents have probably had some dealings with speech and language in the past, or possibly still need to. What would you like more of? What would you like less of? Do you have suggestions for guests? Is there somebody that you follow on Instagram, maybe, who you would love to hear more of, you know, in more of a long form interview than snippets on Instagram? Is there somebody who you're friends with who you think that would be great for the pod? Maybe you would be great for the pod, because, you know, I have had people, quite a few actually, slide into my DMs and say, I'd love to come on and tell my story. They've ended up on, and the episodes have been brilliant. So I'd love to hear from you if you would like to come on. And I guess that's all I had to say, really. Dolly the dog is here with me. You'll have heard her on the podcast before. And Dolly, you've been a very good, quiet girl. Thank you. So I guess just to finish, I'd like to say, I hope you're doing okay. I hope your summer was great. And if not great, then I hope you managed to find great moments within the chaos. And please get in touch with me on Instagram at the Send Mum Club. What do you want to hear? Who do you want to hear? Let me know. And I will be back this time next week with my first guest of our new term of the Send Mum Club. See you then.